according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Jesus uses his visit to two sisters as an occasion to remind disciples that an important aspect of obedience is single-minded devotion to Jesus and his word. I begin reading at verse 38. Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have read that Americans consume 20,000 tons of aspirin every year. That's 225 tablets per person every year. Seems like everybody has a headache. People aren't worried about how to get into the kingdom of heaven. They're worried about, God, how do I get through each day? We have a lot of stress in our lives, and it's caused from many different factors, I suppose. Maybe it's job-related. Pressure is put on you in your business or at your work to get things done. At school for kids, or maybe at this time of the year, maybe starting to fret a little bit about going back to school again, because that will be starting fairly quickly. Maybe there's some contention within your marriage, or maybe it's just with relationships with other family members or friends or acquaintances. Or maybe it's with the kids. Stress comes from a lot of different places. And it's not new to us. In our gospel lesson today, seems as if Martha has a lot of stress here in our reading. Jesus was going to come visit his two good friends, or three good friends actually, Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. And I'm sure they were excited about that because Jesus was important. And Jesus usually had people following with him, maybe his disciples and maybe several others. And so it was going to be a nice supper party. And so I'm sure Mary and Martha planned out the menu. They figured out what they needed to do. They went grocery shopping. They started cleaning the house. And it was that evening of the meal, and they were getting things ready. And Jesus shows up. And they're not done getting ready. Don't you just hate that when guests arrive too early? Maybe you've done that before. You've invited friends or family over to your house, and you've got it all planned out. You've planned out your menu. You've done your shopping. And you have your last-minute chores to finish up. And then you're going to go grab a quick shower and get dressed and greet your guests as they come in. But just as you're about to finish up, you hear that ding-dong, ding-dong. Your guests have arrived early. You're there in your grimy clothes. You feel grungy. You haven't had a chance to clean up yet. And here they are. You have to greet your guest. I'm sure Mary or Martha was a bit flustered because when Jesus came in and the tasks weren't done, Mary went and sat down with Jesus and all the other men to listen to what Jesus had to say. And it was improper for Mary to be in there. She should have been in the kitchen helping Martha. And Martha didn't understand that. And I'm sure Martha was getting more and more frustrated. She was banging pots and pans together and maybe slamming cupboard doors, trying to get Mary's attention, but none of it works. And so finally she goes out there and she says, "Jesus, Doesn't it bother you that I am in here slaving away, doing all of this work, while Mary's just sitting there at your feet?" And Jesus says, "Martha, Martha, diffuse thyself. Mary has chosen the better portion, and it will not be taken away from her." I'm sure that Martha was absolutely deflated. She was shocked. She was embarrassed. What was she supposed to do? Let the casserole burn in the oven? Now, looking at this story, you may think that Martha does not have her priorities right, or she doesn't understand the importance of Jesus or what Jesus is all about. But if you remember, there's another story about Mary and Martha and Lazarus in the Bible too. Mary and Martha send word to Jesus that Lazarus is very sick. But Jesus delays in coming. And when Jesus finally arrives, Lazarus is already dead. He's in the tomb. And it is Martha then who runs out to greet Jesus. Mary stays in the house. But Martha runs out to greet Jesus. And she says to Jesus, "Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died." And it's not so much a statement of accusation as it is a statement of faith. She believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that whatever Jesus asks, God will grant. And that if he would have been there, surely he could have raised Lazarus up from the dead, or raised him up from his sickness. But Martha doesn't stop there. She also says, "And Lord, I know that whatever you ask, God will give to you." And it's not again, she says, "I know." She doesn't say, "I believe" or "I think," but she says, "I know." It shows that strong faith that Martha does have. And so we kind of get these contrasting stories of Martha here in the Bible. When does she know when to do the actual work, the preparation, because surely that sort of thing needs to be done, or when to sit at Jesus' feet, or when to listen to him, or when to proclaim that he is the Messiah. When do we know? When do we get that timing right? In Ecclesiastes 3, it says, "There is a time for everything under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to laugh, a time to cry, a time for everything under heaven." Where do we get that wisdom to know when it is the right time for those different things, for everything in life? Have you ever been in a hurry and trying to get dressed, and you have a shirt or a dress that's full of buttons, and you start to button away, and you get down to the bottom, and you've got an extra buttonhole left? You ran out of buttons and there's extra buttonhole left. It's crooked. You didn't get it right. What went wrong? What went wrong was that the first button was wrong. If you would have gotten the first button right, all of the rest would follow. And that's a parable for life. Jesus puts it this way in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be given unto you." Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all the rest will follow. And I think that's true for our lives, that if we turn to God first, that's the time to turn to God, is in the beginning. To have that as the forefront in your life, in whatever you do, and the rest will follow. God leads us in so many different ways. He carries us through each and every day. Mary was willing to sit at the feet of Jesus. She was willing to listen, to learn. She knew that that was the highlight of the evening, not so much the meal. And she was willing to sit there and listen to what Jesus says. And Jesus tells her, "You have chosen the better part, and it will never be taken away from you." I'm glad to see all of you here this morning, because that means that you have taken that time at the beginning of the week to spend this hour here in worship, and maybe an extra hour in Sunday school,
to start your week off first with the kingdom of God, of listening to that word, of giving praise and thanks to God, and praying our supplications to Him. And hopefully, too, each and every day you start off your day in devotion or in prayer, because that starts the day first thing. Or maybe you do your devotions in the evening, which is a good time to do it as well then, too, after you've had that whole day and you can sit and contemplate Scripture and how your day has related so that you can get a peaceful rest. Or maybe you do it in the middle of the day, say at noontime, and it breaks up the day then. And it is the center of your day, of that time of prayer, devotion, and Scripture reading. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And when we do that, the rest will follow. Maybe too, we can sit at Jesus' feet at the beginning of the week here in worship, but then also in daily lives and hear the word that God has to proclaim for us. Because those words are for us too. You have chosen the better part, and it will never be taken away from you. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.